Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. And it's brought to you by our friends over at the glorious Hooters. If you're interested in going over to Hooters, I do believe they have local basketball again this evening. It's also Wings Day. Is the Suns game tonight or tomorrow? I don't remember.
Must not be a home game, huh?
Boy, are they done. No, they're on the road. They are just a light piece of toast. Yeah, they got the Nuggets tonight.
You think they lose the play-in?
I think they're flirting with not being in it.
Wow.
Golden State's in a free fall, and the Suns have, of their next 10 games, Denver, OKC, New Orleans, Cleveland, Minnesota, best team, New Orleans again, Clippers, Sacramento, and Minnesota.
Wow.
They play the best team in the West three times in the last 10. If they walk out of these last 10 games with four wins, I'll be shocked. Shocked. They'll be in it, but that play-in game is... Yesterday, I was proud to say... I did have my loyalty taken advantage of. The opt-in for Suns playoff tickets came and said, here, check out your options. The prices have gone up. And I said, no, thank you.
Ooh.
I'll buy individual tickets as is. I don't need to do this. You guys need to put a hold on my credit card for this. There's no reason for it. Although this year it would have been the smartest time to. They might play two games. And I got into an argument yesterday when I said they should trade Devin Booker.
Oh, you pissed off a couple of
times. Well, I'm sorry. I hate to tell you, but. They took a chance here with this little Kevin Durant window, and it didn't work.
I would argue you weren't wrong when you called for them to trade Larry Fitzgerald years ago.
Years ago. Shane Doan for the Coyotes, yep. Leaving them around as like, you know, you could have gotten a couple draft picks at Fitzgerald's time when you wanted to get him. Let that dude win a championship. Let Devin Booker go. San Antonio's my target. If I'm the GM of the Suns, I'm like, I'm sorry, Devin. His price tag goes up to $17 million next year. What are you going to do, run this same team out there again next year? You're not getting 70 games out of Kevin Durant. Go get a couple of those draft picks back, and let's, you know, you still got KD, you still got Beal, you got a decent squad on that. You just don't have Booker anymore. Go get a couple of young names, and San Antonio will be a trade partner with you for Devin Booker. You'll get some nice pieces.
Let him get his championship.
Go let him get something, because San Antonio's going to be rising, and the Suns have to start over. It didn't work. I'm still all for the swing they took. It just didn't work. And I blame... Frank Vogel. I don't trust anybody. No offense, but I don't trust anybody coaching my team who looks like he just stole something from me. There's something going on with that guy's face. He's hiding something. And his hair plugs never grew in. I know Doug Hopkins. His hair plugs grew in like 3 weeks. He looks like a woolly mammoth now. I don't know what Vogel did. That's a disguise. I don't like him. I don't trust him. He needs to go. Bad hire. Proven out by this season's terrible performance and inability to fix one thing. Oh, I'm going to go off on a... I'm losing it.
It's your platform. Go ahead.
Yeah. How did you trade J.P. Una?
What the...
Anyway, it's Wings Day over at Hooters every Wednesday. And for a limited time, you can choose your own Wings Day adventure. 20 wings, get 10 free. That you can do either in the restaurant or take it home. Or all you can eat right there, but you got to do that in-house. $15.99. Either way, you're going to win. Over there at Hooters, and say thanks for this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Viagra Day.
That's right.
But
take one now.
Brand names can get their own day?
When they do what that stuff does.
Yeah, I guess so. Is Cialis Day 6 months from now?
Cialis is the Duplo
It's the Hydrox.
The Hydrox cookie of, even though they might have been first.
Gets the job done.
The winner is Viagra. Turns you into rebar.
A couple of basis fun facts. The word Ewok is never said out loud in the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I often wonder how Star Wars people find out what the names of things are, because I don't think they ever mention AT-ATs. which is why it was such a big debate that whether they were AT-ATs or AT-ATs.
It's supposed to be AT-AT,
yeah,
I think.
Because nobody heard it. There's all sorts of stuff. I don't think they ever mentioned Salacious Crumb's name.
Well, the Ewok is
people
in,
know it.
Is in the credits, right? Because it lists the Ewoks and then it lists the people that played it.
Where's Salacious Crumb? Is that a credit, too?
Oh.
Salacious Crumb was a puppet.
Let me find out.
He's the little rat.
Right.
Outside of Jabba. But the fact that we know this stuff means that somebody researched what's his name.
John Gordon.
John Gordon.
Larry McFeely.
Right. John Gordon did that.
Maybe it was in the books.
It could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
American Express got into the communications business in 1979 and founded MTV, Nickelodeon, and the Movie Channel. Sold them all to Viacom and 5 years later.
Yeah, they did pretty good.
Okay, so here's how deep the Star Wars nerds go. So it's Wikipedia, not
okay,
Wikipedia.
I'm not interested in this immediately.
Salacious B. Crumb was a Kowakian monkey lizard who worked as a jester in the court of the crime lord Jabba.
Okay, stop. That's enough. That's fan fiction.
During the Galactic Civil War.
I'm done here.
Shel Silverstein worked as a cartoonist for Playboy for 40 years, even during the time he was becoming a famous children's author.
Doug Hopkins just texted me the word asshole. I said you had woolly mammoth hair. You look fantastic. Frank Vogel looks like he put a picket fence on his head and it just stays there. You look great, Doug. Asshole. Don't call me names. That's it. We're fighting. Me and Hopkins are fighting in his next ad. We're in a scrum, Hopkins.
Maybe we can get you in the undercard of
Paul and Tyson.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Finally, an interesting fight on that card.
A couple of texters have questions for you, John. Hey, with all this P. Diddy nonsense, what do I do with all my Sean John wear? Another one. John, I was at the Dillard's Outlet Mall, and I scored some good Sean John clothes.
I say that.
Our listeners wore Sean John, but that's beside the point. Other than Andre and Thunderhorse.
Surprising. Andre had Sean John on. Here's what I would do if I had some Sean John gear. I'd go put my Yeezys on and my Sean John shoes.
And just
wander around just going, yep, all of it, with an OJ shirt and a Bill Cosby hat.
And a bottle of Ciroc in one hand.
That's right, Ciroc. Yes. Yep. And drive a white Ford Bronco everywhere I go.
Just print up a T-shirt that said, I killed Tupac.
Wrap up in it. It's all yours. I forgot Sean John was his stuff, too. So you got Sean John and you got Yeezys. What other clothes have been banned? OJ didn't have a line, but if you had an OJ Simpson jersey, some Sean Johns on, and that's pretty good stuff.
Go old school, rent a car from Hertz.
When we had our Super Bowl party, that crazy guy Chris came in his OJ Simpson jersey. And I was surprised that the black bouncer was like, you got a lot of nerve walking around in that. And I'm like, are you saying he did it?
Right. It's barbershop. OJ did it.
Are you saying he did it? I'm just saying he got a lot of nerve. I'm like, because he's white? And he goes, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, did he do it? He goes, I'm not saying nothing to you.
But he was passionate.
It was hilarious. You know, like, you can't be mad at somebody wearing an OJ jersey. That's support. You saying he did it? I'm not talking to you no more.
And there's a typical response.
Star Wars names are known from the toys, dumbass.
Well, how do you know which toy you want?
Right. Beforehand.
Before.
How do you know before?
And how did you? Yeah, now you. All right. I'll give it to you that's how you found out, but there had to be a chicken-egg situation here. How do you know you were looking for Salacious Crumb?
A guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he left his fiancée's $2,000 wedding dress on top of his SUV and drove off. It happened Sunday.
His $2,000 wedding dress?
No, well, his fiancée's.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say.
That's what I said. His fiancée's.
Go ahead.
Anyway, back to the news.
I wasn't trying to dig. I was.
Jeez.
It's so rare that it happens that I can't believe you would call out a potential misspeak.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Anyway, he drove off. He was picking it up from the storage unit. Mm-hmm. He tossed it on the roof. So it was in a box, but he forgot about it. Went on the highway. The dress. Might be okay, but they went back, followed their along the highway, followed his traffic pattern, couldn't find it.
Or tracks.
The bride's name is Lyndall Kane, and her fiance's name is Tom. Post about on Facebook saying they'd give a $500 reward.
Okay.
No one's found the rest. They're not supposed to get married until next February.
Order up a new one.
They can figure it out.
Yeah.
They can restore your dress, your traffic dress.
Do you insure those things?
I don't know.
Insure the ring, right? But, I mean, you only wear the dress once.
Of course, she posted on Facebook saying
about that. The dumbest thing.
Yeah.
My fiance's an idiot.
Yeah.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
John, I don't know if you watch the show, but I can't watch Frank Vogel because I just think he's Joe from Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
So I've gotten used to the joke show he puts out on the floor for four quarters.
It's a practical joke on all of us, and it is impractical as well. Yeah. Don't get us Suns fans started on that. I got back on board when the whole world changed with Ishbia and all that stuff. I'm like, they're back. This is good. I can get out of the Sarver, the cellar that I have lived in, former Suns fan. I was supportive of when the mob owned this team, same as Vegas. I liked that Jerry Colangelo was running this thing, and it was, maybe it was on the up and up, maybe it wasn't. I sat through the Suns drug scandal before Colangelo came in and bought him for $12. Then I liked the Colangelo, and then Sarver came in and ruined everything, and then Ishbia came back, and I got involved in it. I wish Sarver still owned it, so I never would have done this.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Come on.
Just another thing to be passionate and let down about.
You just want the pants-off stories.
Huh?
Him de-pantsing people.
The Sarver pants-off stories are great. Not so bad, really.
Major food news announcement yesterday was McDonald's will start selling Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide. It'll be nationwide by the end of 2026.
Wow.
They started out in Lexington, expanding from there. Lay's debuted 4 nostalgic flavors.
Here we go.
You don't even know you do it.
Lay's BLT sandwich,
chips.
Lay's crispy taco, chips, Lay's fried pickles and ranch.
Crispy taco?
And Lay's kettle chips.
Crispy taco.
Yeah, it's got the taco and beef flavoring in it.
No, it just has poison powder on it.
A little lechuga. And some...
Explaining the taco flavor.
Look, here's how the ingredients work on the poison powder. The flavor's my chips, you dickhead. Laugh all you want. That's my passion.
Brett's got no meter for it anymore.
Well, I'm back to defend you once again. When are you pricks going to lay off?
Never
you keep looking at that guy down in IT to snap and shoot this building up, and I'm looking right at the guy who's going to do it. Once Chubby gets hold of that AR-15, you all are going out. And you're going to, you know how you're going to know he did it? Because his calling card is going to be a little orange powder on your face.
A little needle.
And this year's Cadbury Bunny was announced. Every year they hold a contest. You take your pet or an animal, put bunny ears on it, enter it in the contest. And this year, Louie the raccoon. It's the first time a raccoon's ever been awarded.
That's fantastic news, Freddie.
Last year was
I could have done without that food news, Freddie. The boys might be right.
There he is. That's great.
The British Museum.
I know. And now you got him going.
There's Louis.
Don't get it off. Okay. That's stupid. It's just the headline. It's not kosher for a guy like this idiot.
Well, it's kosher for you.
Well, it's kosher. Everything has to be for me. You can't have a headline that says what that says and not have Brett go,
this is stupid.
I know what it is.
And then Toledo brings up the picture, which makes it worse.
That makes it real, Brett.
It's legitimate. The headline was not. It's not good.
The British Museum went to court Tuesday against a former curator alleged to have stolen over 1,800 artifacts. They're missing 1,800 items from the museum.
Wow. They got behind.
Peter Higgs is the guy, the curator they're suing. They're saying he abused his position of trust to steal ancient gems, gold, jewelry, other pieces. He put them up on eBay under different names. Now they're saying that he's denying it, but the museum has recovered 356 of the missing items so far. Hopes to get more back, but not sure how far or how long this guy's going to go away if they find him guilty.
Brady's, this guy emails, says, Brady's search algorithm has diabetes. There's so much, yeah, there's so much unhealthy stuff being searched. He's got a diabetic Google.
Let's go to some Brady videos. I got a couple of, yeah, there's just two of them today.
Okay.
First one's really quick. A woman going to walk her dog.
She's got a camera at the doorstep. She's, the door's cracked. A relatively attractive lady shutting the door. Locking it on. The dog takes off. And it's a small dog. Just rips her arm off and pulls her down the road. Wow. That's not a tough enough dog for that. What does she weigh? 12 pounds? Jesus. That is a dislocated shoulder for sure. That girl's done. All right. Oh, Irish dude fighting. Way too white.
Leg kick.
Okay, we're in a boxing ring.
Yeah, watch this.
Oh, broke his own. Oh! Yeah, he broke his own.
Now watch from the other angle.
Shin to shin. Oh, it just goes to
dangle.
Goes to flop, and that's a good catch on that other guy's part, putting that shin bone up to block your kick. And
then a listener sent this one in. Boy. It says, your boys from Action Ride Shop are taking it to another level.
Bicycles on the freeway here. Holy cow.
I've seen this one.
Going down a very, it's a highway. He's going between cars. Oh, there's a bunch of, what is going on? This is the worst traffic I've ever seen. Oh, semis. He's between two semis, and they're about to, they touch. He's walking.
Oh, walks away.
Come on.
He gets between two semis that are squishing into each other on a bicycle.
Pops up
and
running.
The next thing you see is a guy running out from in between the two. And they're still going 30 miles an hour. He's, holy cow. Josh is amazing.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Incredible.
Trust no one except the gang at Action Ride Shop for this kind of... But do not try this at home or on the road. How did... How did that happen?
And he gets right up, starts running.
You just see the mud flap go.
Yeah, he comes out from behind one of them. Mud flap. I'm fine. Or those were his last five steps.
Ah, there you go, yeah. The shock hit him.
Yeah, the five-finger death truck. That is unreal. And how steep is the hill he's going down that he can keep up with highway traffic on a bicycle? That's pretty awesome. All right.
All right. Only got two today.
All right.
Here's one of those OSHA work videos. What not to do at work.
All right. Oh, boy.
Oh, this isn't the one.
Oh, but... all right. Hold on.
But there you go. Here, let's watch this one again. Talking about a bike.
Explosion.
Oh, that dude. Oh, he goes under a cement truck or a hauler truck on a little moped, and the tires roll over him and blow him up like a melon.
Yeah, so this guy wasn't as lucky.
Oh, my God. It just melons the dude.
He didn't go to Action Ride Shop.
No.
And
he went to one of those other bike stores.
That's what happens. Ooh. And here's our OSHA work video.
Okay.
What not to do at work.
All right, you're in a little forklift there. You're riding the back of the forklift while the guy is on the front. Oh, the back end is lifting up. They're trying to put a little counterweight on the back. Oh, the forklift's up. The guy's under it. Oh, it smashed the guy underneath the forklift. Oh, they tried to counterbalance with an Asian guy, and it just wasn't. Trying to drive it off of him, but he just stuck. They're just sliding him around.
You can't lift that back end.
God.
You need another train to lift.
Go lift the thing that was popping the back wheelie in the first place. Oh, no.
Get the other forklift. Too late.
Yeah, well,
too late.
Oh, it's too late. Yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It's like, let's go to lunch.
Well, you were lifting something heavy enough to pop the thing up. Go put that back on the front fork and get the back end up again. Don't try to have eight Asians lift a... Ah, idiots. He was done. Brady's right. It was once they tried to, you know, back it out and get him out from under, they drug him for a little bit. Wow. What else? Anything?
Oh, that's
okay,
it.
Good. A lot of blood today.
Crushing.
No buttholes, though.
Stop it.
That's not funny. We need to put a sign up on the wall that says it has been this many days since we last saw a butthole. And today... Oh, no.
One.
Well, I don't think it's going to go far. No, you know, much farther than that.
Let's see what our record is. One day. Disgusting. All right, there you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.